Okay, we're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Tzadi. We're up to the letter Vav. Veda. And I want you to know, says the Chafetz Chaim, De'afilu im lo ba'al yedei lashon hara shelo shum ra'a la'ish ahu. Let's say a person said lashon hara, nothing bad came of it. The person didn't lose his job. People didn't start looking down at him. Kigon shelo kiblo shumim et devarav. Let's say people didn't believe him. He said it, and people did not believe him. V'chayotze b'zeh. Or there can be similar circumstances where the Lashon Hara did not have the impact he intended. Nonetheless, that's still Lashon Hara. And a person has to get atonement. A person can't say, I'm clean, nothing happened. Not true. The fact that a person said it, that's the transgression. And even further, even if a person thinks, gee, I don't think anything bad will happen, I'll say it, and life will go on. Nonetheless, it is prohibited to say something derogatory about a person. And it's a very scary thing. You know, the Chafetz Chaim describes a circumstance that, to my mind, is an impossibility. I don't think you can ever say Lashon Hara, that you can be confident that no harm was done. I was witness where a certain shidduch was set up and everything was going good. And then someone met the girl and said to her, you're dating that guy? I remember when that guy was born. I was in the hospital next to his mother 22 years ago. And his mother turned to me and said, don't tell anyone, but I have to tell someone. And she told her about certain medical problems that the child had. Now, the person who said it to the girl who was dating the guy, let's say that they were permitted to say it because it was relevant to the girl to know. But the only reason she knew was because the mother said Lashon Hara about her baby. She said, I got to tell someone. What are you going off telling someone for? So the kid has a problem. So you think 22 years later, what are the odds that the woman next to her in the hospital is going to meet up with the girl who's dating her son? It happens. It happens. You know, funny things happen in Shiduchim. There was a guy who was driving down from the north, and he stops to pick up an old man who needed a tramp. He takes the old man, and the old man asked him, are you going in this direction anyway? He says, yeah, I'm going straight there, fine. The guy stops off, and he stops by a friend. And the old man said, how long are you going to be? So the guy says, just a minute. And 20 minutes later, he's still yapping with his friend. And the old man says, you know, I asked you before I got on your car if you were going straight. And the young man says, another minute. And 20 minutes later, he's still talking. And the old man says, you know, I asked you before I got on if you're going straight. And the young man says, I'm doing you a favor here. What are you? You're an old man. You'd still be standing there at the stop. He said, I would have gotten another tramp. What do you mean I'd still be standing at the stop? He says, you don't appreciate what I'm doing for you? I'm taking you back. And he drives back a full hour and drops him off at the stop where the old man was to begin with. He drops him off. He says, you don't appreciate what I'm doing for you? I'm bringing you straight back. Drops him off at the stop. Okay. The old man gets out of the car. What's he going to do? He's going to fight with the young man? Okay. He gets off. Story's over. 2 years later, that old man's granddaughter got engaged, and he's invited to the engagement. And he walks into the engagement, and who do you think the young man is? That young man. And he told his granddaughter, you're not marrying that man. Such cruelty to drive an hour back, to drop off an old man back at Trempiada, you're not marrying him. And he broke the shidduch. They didn't get married. So I'm saying, you know, things come back to haunt us. And that's the famous story of the Rebbe. A chassid came to the Rebbe and said, I want to do tshuva. I said, Lashon Hara. And the Rebbe said, go in the late afternoon. Take your pillow, slit it open, let all the feathers go out, collect them all. When you filled the pillow back, you did your tshuva on your Lashon Hara. So the chassid says, that easy, beautiful. He goes to the market in the late afternoon, half hour before sundown, slits open the pillow, tosses out all the feathers, and starts collecting. And a feather flies here, and a feather flies there, and he's collecting, and he's between this guy's feet and that guy's feet, and he's thinking, boy, the Rebbe gave me a really tough test. This is how I do tshuva. And it's dark. And he looks at his pillow, and it's only a quarter full. And he's looking at the feathers flying in every direction, and he's trying to get another one. And he's working all night long, and by morning, the pillowcase is barely half full. and he sees the feathers flying in every direction, and he keeps trying to catch them until he gives up. He comes back to the Rebbe and he says, look at my pillow. It's only half full. What am I? How am I ever going to do tshuva now? So the Rebbe says, right, that's Lashon Hara. You have no control. You spoke badly about someone and it's out. How could you put it back in? What do you mean, how are you going to do tshuva now? You got to go to him and beg his forgiveness. There's no formula short of that, because you can't put it back in. That's what I'm saying. The Chafetz Chaim describes here. He says, you said Lashon Hara, and it didn't do any harm, but you still did it Lashon Hara. You should know you still have to do tshuva. Little old me says, I find it to be very difficult to imagine a scenario where you said Lashon Hara and you could really know that you didn't do any harm. I gave you two stories, two examples, and that's... But nonetheless, the concept, the Chafetz Chaim says, is obviously correct, that Lashon Hara is the prohibition, even if it didn't do any harm. The mere fact that a person said it, that's Lashon Hara.
The grandfather